Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Just to start off a little bit with the Marlins, because yesterday they lost 5-4, dropped to 28-26, which is still amazing. The youngster Trevor Rogers struggled yesterday. I was thinking of my boy Kevin Rogers. Trevor Rogers struggled yesterday, and so tonight it'll be Jose Ureña and Bryce Williams on the mound, and Ureña's got that 6 ERA. He's 0-2. So they need a really good outing from Ureña tonight. But I was thinking about this. You know, we talked earlier before this thing started, or right when the thing started, that I felt bad for the Marlins organization because the youngsters had all gotten cheated from playing 160 games. The minor leaguers didn't get their, what is it, like 150 something, I think, is the minor league season. Isn't it a little shorter, slightly shorter? But anyway, the bottom line is they missed out on all that playing time. And so now they get 60 games, which is not a big deal. It's not a ton. But what becomes priceless is that the Marlins youngsters will get playoff experience. If that happens, if they sneak into the playoffs, that's the one, like, shining bright star out of all of this. Because let's be honest, in 162 games, there's a good chance these young Marlins would never be in the race because their arms would, you know, it's just they're not built up at that point. They're not ready for that kind. But a 60-game season is kind of like a college season, you know what I mean? So it's not anything that's that taxing and that tiring. And that's why even having to play some of these games in condensed times, when you're playing 7 games in 5 days and those kind of things, they're young, they're spry. So they can bounce back quickly for all this stuff. You know what I mean? The older teams, the older players, if they have to do the same thing, that's probably a little bit more of a mission for them. But I was thinking about this yesterday, that the one bright spot that I can find out of this, it's not just making the playoffs. Okay, that's an enormous bright spot. You know what I mean? But it's the experience. And if those guys actually get a series in, and who knows, they get lucky and get past the team, get into the second round, that is going to be just that. That's the one thing that you can walk away as an organization and say, wow, we got our young guys actually postseason experience. That's something that wasn't probably going to happen for a few years. You know what I mean? And if we would be in a 162-game schedule, there's no way the Marlins are in the race. I'm sorry. I'm not going to play that game with you guys. This happens in a 60-game condensed schedule because baseball's a wacky thing, man. It's the one sport that stuff like this can happen. You know, this can happen in basketball. This can happen in football. It's a whole different ball game. But in baseball, it's really odd. And in a 60-game season, it's kind of like a 5-game series. You know, when you have a 3 or 5-game series in baseball, the best team doesn't always win, okay? That's just the way it is. You know, the opening game, the team uses its ace, and they lose. And it's downhill for that contender right there and then.
Especially on that opening with only a 3-game,
right.
2 out of 3.
You're done.
That's, man, wow.
You're done.
That first game is huge.
You might be done in a 5-game because you may not get to the 5th game.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean? And so it's a crazy thing, baseball. And luckily for the Marlins, things have bounced their way, and they're in the mix now to get, you know, in the playoffs. And if they do, wow, priceless.
Another contributing factor, obviously, 8 teams out of 15 from each, league going. That helps.
Yes,
it helps. But you had, like, the logjam that we got, like we said, there's 6 teams within a game and a half fighting for 4 spots. Mm-hmm. And they're all 500, which this year – that, man, you did pretty good if you're playing 500 ball.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be cool. If they actually get into the playoffs, that becomes just amazing. Really, it really does.